Baruch. It's based on a Mishnah in Brachot. Haroya ishtoy shaloit mevarech shtayim. Someone sees the Netziv Melach of Eishes Loit. He made two brachas. What are the two brachas? Aleha, on seeing her, he says, Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam dayan ha'emes. Val loit oimer, Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam zoicher ha'tzadik. Paskin Shulchan Aruch in Simre Yishud Ches, Sliv Ches. He made these two brachas. Ishto Shaloit, she became a Netziv Melach, she became a pillar of salt. If you see that pillar of salt, if you have a Masorah that that's, of course, Ishto Shaloit, there is some pillar of salt nowadays that they call it Ishto Shaloit. I don't know if there's a Masorah on that one. So, halacha l'maisa, practically, if you're there in Sidurim, which it's all taka, there's basically blocks and blocks of salt over there in those mountains over there. Are they houses? Once upon it, is that exactly the place? But it's an area which is a salty area, and there's mamish salt quarries. It's mamish, the whole area is salt. There is a pillar of salt that they look somehow like maybe a shape of a human being. Efshar, I mean, it's a good 9 feet high. I don't know if she was so tall, but so we don't have a Messiah to tell us that you have to make this bracha. But benka chubenka. But the halacha, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that sing ishta shaloit, sing that Netziv Melach, you make two brachas. One bracha dayin ha'emes, and one bracha zoicher ha'tzadikim. Even though you're not seeing loit himself, so what do you make the bracha zoicher ha'tzadikim? Because by seeing the Netziv Melach of ishta shaloit, that's a reminder that she was punished because she didn't listen to the tzivi of the Malach, and she turned around. Hashem said, Malach tell her not to turn around. She turned around and she was punished. She became a Netziv Malach. Mashe Enkin, Loit, who listened to what Hashem told him, and Hashem took him out and saved him in the Schus of Avram Avinu. That's the Kim of Zohar Tzedikim. And by seeing the Netziv Malach, it's something which is mazkir, these two things, and therefore we have to make two brachas on seeing Ishto Shaloit. And then, as the Mishnah Berurah says, if you see the caver of Loit, let's say, you don't make a bracha of Zoicher HaTzadikim, because his caver doesn't show, doesn't symbol, and doesn't remind us in any way of the Hatzalah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Loit from Sedoim. By seeing the Netziv Melach, knowing that it's Eishes Loit and it's not him, that has both aspects to it. Okay. The Sharat Tzion here has a kash on this bracha of Dayan HaEmes they make on the Ishto Shaloit. Very simple, lumdish, and straightforward question that everyone should ask. What's this halacha of making a Dayan HaEmes and seeing Ishto Shaloit? So the Mishnah Berurah understood. There's another halacha that someone sees a chiger or a kiteya. Someone sees someone who's missing a hand, missing his eyes, or mukeshchin, someone who has a physical mum in a serious way, someone who's all has spots all over in a strange way. If it's from birth, if it changed afterwards, mevarach dayan ha'emes. You see someone Ebach who lost one of his limbs, you make a bracha of Dayan HaEmes on it. The Yesh Mishoimer says the Shulchan Aruch, the Davka Mishim Mitztayr Olav. It's only if it's someone who you care for. And by seeing, you see someone who you care for, you see that Ebach, he's missing a limb, then you make the bracha of Dayan HaEmes. But if it's a Goy, Ovid Kechavim, or someone who Mishmur says, "Lav dafka ge," but someone who you don't care about, and you shouldn't care about. But practically speaking, you only make the bracha of dynamis if it's someone who you feel pain for. Then, by seeing the midas hadin that hit that person, you make the bracha of dynamis. Okay, frek the sharat zion. When you see ishto shaloit being in a tziv melach, why is the gemara in the mishnah? The gemara, It's a Gemara. The Gemara says in the Dalar Amud Beis in Brachos, you make a bracha medayna emes, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. It's mitzdayer all of. When we see the Netziv Melech of Yeshus Loit, are we in pain? It bothers us that Nebuchadnezzar is a Netziv Melech. That's a Mishar Tzion's kasher. V'lo yodano, asks the Mishnah Berurah. If you mention before the Kamor Bereish Chafei Sivtes, the Birkas Dynamis would dafka kshemistayr ala inyan ayin sham. The Lefikach, therefore, lo mevarchin on al oivdei gilulim. You don't make a bracha on seeing a guy who's missing a limb. V'hi bevadai, so he asks first of all, Poshet. He, Eshes Loit, bevadai ena Yisraelis. Eshes Loit wasn't Jewish. So she's mamish in this category of being ena Yisrael, of being oivdei gilulim. Says the Sharetzin, v'ulai, the mitztarinon were pained al shalai hoyol z'chus shal Avrom la'atzilo. That the z'chus of Avrom wasn't enough to save her because she turned around, but haguf had the z'chus of Avrom may have been strong enough. Even she would have been saved, even though she went against what she was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to turn around. Because of the z'chus of Avram. So obviously there's the Dina Emes on the z'chus of Avram. She's suggesting Mishnah Berurah that it wasn't enough to save her. Maybe that's Pshat. Okay, Lemaise, he asks Akasha, and he's nidchak in saying possibility of a Teretz. I want to suggest Noch Pshat. I've heard it, I've worked it through a bit. I want to share with you Noch Pshat. And this halacha on Ishto Shaloit that you make two brachas, it's all simen in Shulchan Aruch Reishut Ches. In this Reishut Ches, that there's certain places in the world that when you go to, you make specific brachas. Let's say you go, Haroya, Reishut Ches begins, Haroya Mokim, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah of Perek Haroya. Haroya Mokim Shanasu Benisim Li Yisrael. You go in Mabrois Hayom. You see the Mabrois Hayom. Umabrois Hayardain. Where Klal Yisrael passed the Yardain, where they passed Yamsuf. You see Evan Shabikesh Oy Blizzak of Yisrael. Or Evan Shiyoshav Alei Moshe Beis Melchemes Amalek. Or this is something which I've made the bracha a good few times with my father when I was a kid. V'choy mas Yerichoy. If you see the fallen walls of Yerichoy, once upon a time before there was peace, before Shimon Peres tried to make a peace process, we were able to go to Yerichoy. My father used to take us many times down to Yerichoy. And there was a place you're able to see excavation. You were able to see the fallen chomis of Yericho from the tkuf of Yeshua. We made this bracha. Mvarich wa bracha. Make sure also nisim la viseinu b'mokim hazeh. Ubein bracha zu ubein shar brukzariyah harem kishar brachas v'kulam b'shem v'malchus. You make the bracha she'osa nisim la viseinu b'mokim hazeh. Now. Then there's also the halacha of what happens if you go to your place where a nes happened to a person personally. Mokim shenes nasalis for one person himself. Or to his father, or to his rebbe. Okay, now. The halacha is that on these, you make a bracha. You don't make it every single time you see it. Like the yam. Or like things, beautiful brios. The breathtaking view of the Alps. You make a bracha. But it's not if you live in the Alps. It's if you see it once in 30 days. Then Mishloishim Nishloishim Yod. All of these Birkas Nisim are the same halacha. You make it Achas Nishloishim Yod. Now, this is the halacha over here by these brachas. In the halacha later, in Reish Chavhei, if you see someone who's a chiger or a kiteya, that you make mishane abriyas, if you see something that, and if it happened to him later in life, you make it on him a broch of dynamis. Over there, the halacha is einoy mevarich ela pam rishoyna shashinu yalav gadol ma'od. You only make the bracha the first time that you see him. You see someone who's a giant, abnormally big. You make a bracha mishane abriyas. But it's not now every single time you see him. And even if you see him mishloishim yom nishloishim yom, you don't make a bracha every single time you see him. You saw this giant once, you make the bracha mishane abriyas, and then even if you don't see him, and you only see him a year later, you don't make the bracha again anymore. The first time that you see him, you make the bracha. The same thing if someone who is your mitzta'er, a friend of yours, chas v'sholem, lost a limb. The first time that you see him, you make the bracha with the shem malchus, dayan ha'emes. But you don't now make it every single time that you see him. The gather is, it's a one-time bracha. It's klar. Now, this halacha of ishter shaloit, that you make two brachas on, zoichar atzadikim and dayan ha'emes. Over there, it's in the same Reish Yud Ches, in the Siman Shulchan Aruch, and all the brachas that you make, achas l'shloishim yom. It's clear in that halacha that ishta shaloit that you make on her a dayin emes. It's not a one-time bracha dayin emes that you make on her. It's every single 30 days that you see her, you make the bracha of dayin emes. If you go down to Zdoim, every so often, and there's a break of 30 days in between, every single time you make the bracha of dynamis together with the bracha of Zoychar HaTzadikim. What is Mavur in them? It's very different Aloch of Reish Chof Hei to the Aloch of Reish Yud Ches. In Reish Chof Hei, the Aloch is that there's something that causes you pain and you see the Din of Hashem, you make the bracha of Dayan HaEmes. And that's a one-time bracha. And that's only by a Jew, or it's only by someone who you feel close to and you're mitzta'er in his re'iyah. This halacha, making the bracha of Dayan HaEmes on Eishes Loit, it's klar, it's not the same gedder that's because you see the din on something which you paint. And if Mishmur went down and he asked, the Sharetzin asked, he said, she's a goy, and you're not mitzta'er. The gedder is a different gedder. What is the gedder? It's on the line that the Mishnah Berurah himself says, I want to sharpen it. By seeing Eishes Loit, we make the bracha of Zoychar HaTzadikim. What's the bracha of Zoychar HaTzadikim? We have, just like when you see the Maboros Hayam, you make a bracha, Shosaneis Lavisenu Bamokim Azeh. So it's only when you see a maise, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kaveh in Torah, telling us, teaching us a whole lesson out of it, and the whole maise of Loit, with Malachim going down, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Loit in the Zchus of Avram, as Rashi brings, as the Psukim describe, in the Zchus of Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Loit. Loit wasn't worthy of being saved on his own, but in the Zchus of Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Zoychar HaTzadikim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved his nephew. Pshat is, it's a Birkas HaRe'iyah. It's not on your hergation that you make the bracha. You make the Birkas HaRe'iyah on the fact that you see a ma'ira. You see in front of you something which reminds you of the ma'ira that happened in Torah, and there's the lesson of Zoychar HaTzadikim. You make the bracha Zoychar HaTzadikim, just like you would say by my Baris Hayom, Shosaneis Lavisayim Bamokim Azeh. Eishes Loit, who wasn't saved, and as the Sharetzin says, is because the Zchus of Avraham Avinu was not strong enough to save her, being an Avarian, going against the Tzivui of Hashem. The Zchus wasn't strong enough to save her even in such a matzah. We make the bracha of Dayan HaEmes, but the Ged of Dayan HaEmes, it's all part of the Torah. Teaching us, just like we make Shosaneis Lavisenu by my Baris Hayam, so do you make a bracha of Dayan HaEmes on seeing Eishes Loit. It's not because we're mitzta'er, the tsar of the Zchus of Avram not being Megan. But it's seeing a Ma'ira, which is recorded in Torah, for us to learn a lesson from late being saved, she dying, becoming an Netziv Melach. That's all the lessons that we have to take a lesson and learn. And that's the halach of Reshut Ches. And therefore you make an Eshes Light dynamis and a Zerich HaRat Tzadikim achas l'shloishim yoyim. It's a different gather. Just like it's similar to Zerich HaRat Tzadikim. I think it's a Pashto Pshat. That's a Teretz in the Sharetzin's Kasha. So you're not Mitztar. No one's Mitztar. It's not the gather. The gather is just like you make a Zohar Tzedek, you make the Dino Emes. Thinking today, looking at the parasha a bit, who were these Anshei Sdoim? They were roim v'chatoim l'Hashem ma'oid. Avraham Avinu, he saved these guys. In last week's parasha, by the Melchama, they were taken by Nimrod, Melech Sdoim and all of his people, they and all their nechosim were taken, all far up north. They were captured. Avraham Avinu went and did a melchama in order to save specifically his nephew, to save Lot. But Lamaises, the Pesukim described, he saved everyone. He gave back every single penny from all their rechosh. He gave it back to them. He fought for them and he saved them. And he sent them back to their homes. These are the same chevra, the same people who later became ro'im v'chatoim la'Hashem ma'oid in such a disgusting way. It's a pachat chodim. I mean, how human nature. You can't just take for granted, just because a person is going to have a relationship with an Avraham Avinu, the shleimus of chesed, just because he's going to be exposed to Avraham Avinu's chesed, not just relationship. He was a recipient of Avraham's chesed. Unless a person takes the lesson and learns something from it, it won't just rub off on him. He can be the most cruel, disgusting, corrupt being in the areas of chesed. The chatas doim, what was not allowing an oni to have a piece of bread. The hibach ha-gomer of nachnos ha-sorchim. The hibach ha-gomer of everything that Avraham Avinu taught. All of their nechosim were shaykh to Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu gave it all back to them. He helped them. He saved them. They should have taken a lesson, an example of an Avraham Avinu to understand what chesed is. To see what it means giving to others. The lessons and the teachings of an Avraham Avinu they should have taken. Garnished. Royim v'chatoim l'Hashem ma'oid, in the most corrupt, evil way, the absolute opposite of everything Avraham Avinu stood for and taught. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Hamachas ani mi Avraham Asher in Yosef." Once the Malachim, the pasuk says, once Malachim finished telling him all the nevuah of how he'll beis Hashem bezoicha to Yitzchak, the pasuk says, ויקומו משום האנשים וישקיפו על פני סדויים ואברום הולך אימום לשלחו והשם אומר להשם סד המחס אני מאברום אשר אני יויסה I'm going to keep it covered from אברום that which I'm planning on doing והשם אומר להשם ואברום הויו יהיה לגוי גודל ועוצום ונברכו בוי כל גוי ארץ אברום will be a great nation and through him all the nations of the world will be blessed and כי ידעת if I know that אברום הבינו his whole mahalach and his education is lamana sheyitzav is bonav is beso yacharo. He's creating a whole nation that will come out of him. That his children the shomer derech Hashem to the tzedakah and mishpat. Manhovi Hashem al Avram is Hashem diber olav. What's this hakdama of why, with the description of why Hashem Baruch is telling Avram Avinu what he's going to be doing because of his doing chesed and because his teaching of his descendants to be shomer derech Hashem, because of the educational system that he has with his kids, Avraham Avinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know that his children will continue his derech, his ma'alach. Therefore, I'll tell him what I'm going at and what I'm doing with Sedoim. What's the nekud? Moshech Chochmas explains beautifully. Zeh Hashem Ezach. He says, when a person does a chesed with someone, and he is mative with someone, he builds up a person. Obviously, there's a deep rotzon in the mative that the person who was mekabel the toiva should be appreciative, and besides that, he should also be around. That he should live and be well, and to be able, the fact that the person who is the recipient of all that chesed is still around and healthy and alive, and he's still a recipient of the chesed, and he recognizes it. It's a nekudah which the mative enjoys. The nekudah is azeh. Otherwise, if someone does tremendous chesed with someone, but then the recipient chas v'shalom dies or something, so to speak, his chesed is over. It's not really his chesed is over. Every good he did. But it's not staring him in the face, and he's not seeing it on long term in front of him. The uftu and the achievement which he achieved. Avraham Avinu was more senefesh to save Sidon. He was more senefesh to be good to them. He went out fighting for them. He did a whole war for them. He brought them back. He was mative with them. He didn't take mechut v'atzrich na'al. He didn't take a shoelace from them. He was mative with them. Avraham Avinu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu zocher atzadikim, for Avraham Avinu's sake, there would be a reason to keep Sodom around, in order that the chesed of Avraham should still remain, in that sense, that there should be continuity to the chesed which he did. And Avraham Avinu should so feel good from it, he should still get feedback from them. But there was two nekudas. First of all, the pasuk over here makes his emphasis. That Avraham Avinu's mahalach of chesed and all the goodness which he does will remain forever, because he has children who will always go in his ways, and they'll remember that the mahalach of Avraham Avinu and his chesed will be reflected through his children. Who he was, what he was, will be reflected through his descendants. That's the pasuk Avraham Oyeli Gargodl. He'll have it in other ways. His name will remain a bracha b'kerav haaretz. Secondly, says the Neshech Chochma, a tremendous idea. He says, when was the gzera finally nigzar on Anshei Sedoim? Anshei Sedoim, that night, they surrounded the house of Lot in the most disgusting way. They came to Lot, demanding from him their sick demands. Then, when Lot wasn't maskim, vayikshu lishbor adolas, they came to break the door down, and they told him, ki ato, now that you're standing in our corrupt way, and you're not allowing us to be who we want to be, neira lechom mehem, we're going to make you ra more than we were planning to do for them. Now just look at the corruption over here. Lot was the reason why Avraham Avinu saved all of these chevra. This whole city, all of these people were all saved, not just through Avraham. But why did Avraham go out to fight against the Malachim in last week's parasha? Because his nephew was taken. And what don't you do for mishpacha? And part of his sticking up for his nephew was he saved all his nephew's chevra. Now, these chevra, instead of being grateful to Lot, that because of Lot they all were saved and they got all their possessions back and they got back to their city, etc., that they weren't sold as slaves in some port up north. They weren't sold as slaves and they were able to be free men and they came back with all their possessions. That was all because of Lot. Because they had Lot and Lot was one of theirs. The chutzpah, Lot stood in their way. So what did they tell him? Ki ata neira l'chom mehem? Will do you more ra than we were even planning to do to these shnei anoshim? Zokt meshech chochma, it was clear that whatever Avraham Avinu did a chesed and did a toiva to Anshei Sedoi, it rubbed off of them in a way. Not just they didn't learn the lesson, they didn't even remember. They couldn't even hold it as a friendship to Lot. They didn't remember a ki huzeh. Hey, bazei, they have no zchus anymore, so to speak. That even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have continued to be mative with them for the sake of Avraham Avinu, because that's the Avraham Avinu's toiva should continue. The moment they're not makir in that anything came from Avraham Avinu. And they don't live up to it, the b'chal to see it. They're kfuye toiva on such a level that b'chal, they'll be so mereya with Lot, and it didn't make a hood of a difference to them. They have no zchus kiyum anymore. And that was when the gzera was nigzar. And that's when the malachim immediately told Lot, v'oid milachopoy v'malachopoy. You have nothing but to stay here anymore. There's no chance anymore. They have no zchus. They're gone. You see, from the Meshach Chochma, a tremendous idea. That had the yes been makir, had the yes had something that rubbed off. Ad kidei kach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah, being zecher at tzaddikim for the sake of tzaddikim, they might have been saved. Just for the sake of Avraham Avinu's chesed to still have a kiyum, to be recognized. And for Avraham Avinu's feeling on all of this. That's the whole hakdom over here. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says anyway, he'll have a hemshech, not through his descendants, he'll be nizkar l'toiv. And these people, they're not shayach. But had their yes been shayach even in a mashu, that could have been a cheshbon, that could have been a schus for them. They would have been zoicher to be saved. I'll tell you another word of the Meshech Chochma. I should go a lamdish word also. When the Malachim told Avraham Avinu of the tremendous besor, they called Sarah. They told her as well. So Hashem said, "Vayim Hashem l'Avraham, lo mazet zochak osara leimor. Haf omnem eli dvani zokanti. Hayipolim Hashem dover l'moyed oshi v'lech keis chayav l'sara ben." What's licked behind the taina on her? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, why is she laughing? There's a klal, the Rambam, Bavuz, it's in Mufush Pesukim, but the Rambam cuts it very clearly in Yisoy the HaTorah, that whenever there's a nevuah letoiv, a Navi says something for the good, it will never change, no matter what. As we say in the Bruch of HaTorah, every Shabbos, Dorechom devorecha ochor lo yoshuv reikom. Ki kel melech nemon ato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech nemon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells a Navi to tell Klal Yisrael something good is going to happen, it's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that ultimately we'll bring Mashiach, Mashiach is going to come. We're worthy, we're not worthy, he'll make us worthy, it's going to happen. We're told by the Navi that there will be Tchias HaMesim, there will be a Tchias HaMesim. No matter what evil people do, what ways they'll take, there will be a Tchias HaMesim one day. And that's true with every single Nevuah L'toiv. Whenever a Navi says something for the good that's going to be, it can never change. No matter how bad the person acts, or reacts to whatever bad he does. It will never change. Fakert. The opposite is true. That if there's a nevu l'ro'o, like by Anshei Ninveh, that over there, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, as we learned after of Yom Kippur, if they did tshuva, and that's what happened over there, by their doing tshuva, davening, Hashem saw Sakom Tani, some Kadosh Baruch Hu reversed the gzera, and he was mevatel that which he said he would do evil. Zokt Meshech Chochma, there's a very famous Rambam. The Rambam in Perusha Mishnayis, when he goes through the Yisodei Samuna, the Yud Gimel Ikrim, in the Hakdoma, to Chelek, that's where the Yud Gimel Ikrim are, in Perusha Mishnayis, Hakdoma to the tenth or 11th Perek in Sanhedrin, the Rambam asks a basic question. Kshbochu told Yankiv Avinu, a human being gets such a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why do we find later Vayira Yankiv, Vayomar? He's afraid. So what? So Rashi brings the Chazal. Shema Yigra Machet. Says Rama, what do you mean Shema Yigra Machet? What chet? HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him, I won't let you go. What's the pachad of Shema Yigra Machet? Says the Rambam, there's a difference between when a Novi tells something to someone in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or when HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself tells it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself tells Yankiv Avinu, that could change if Yankiv Avinu won't be worthy. If Yankiv is not worthy of, because he changed his ways and there was chas v'shal mechait, which Yankiv was being medactic within himself, is he worthy or is not worthy? If there's that chait, he'll lose it. He could lose it. It's possible that he might lose it. It's only Kadosh Baruch Hu tells a Novi. But when a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells a person himself, that could be telling it tonight, whether he's deserving or he's not deserving. If he's deserving, he's going to get it. Why? Says the Rambam. He says, because the whole basis of Nevuah is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, this haftocha, Dvarachem Dvarachem Ocha Loyoshev Reikam, is when it's through a Novi, says the Rambam, in Perusha Mishnayis. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells a Novi to tell something to someone, that will never ever change. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu privately whispers to Yankiv Avinu haftocha, or in this case, he tells Avram Avinu with a Nevuah. He tells Avram Avinu, Lo yikorei shimcha Avram, Ela Avram, ki av hamon goyim nisaticha, and I'm going to give you a child. When he tells it to Avram Avinu, that could change. But then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, go tell Sarah Imenu, Lo yikore shmo Sarai, ki im Sarah, v'nesati olacham imenu ben, you tell her that I'm going to give her a child from you. Ooh. Klapei Sarah. She heard it from a Novi. She heard it from Avram Avinu. By her, will never change no matter what, even if they won't be worthy. Because it came through a Navi. Zog de Meshech Chochma, just like she followed Avram Avinu's instructions and she changed her name from Sarai to Sarah. And as the Gemara says, it's also to call Sarah by the name Sarai afterwards. You can't call Avram, you can't call him Avram anymore. And that was a Tzivi Alpi Navi. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu to tell Sarah, Lo Yikoreh Shmo, to change her name, and she did. Just like she followed the rules, so too she got a nevuah, and that nevuah is really through a Navi, and by here it will never change. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, Loma zetzoch hakos Sarah, Hari from Sarah bishleim you, okay. Vehemin b'ashav yachshav lo tzedakah back then, but if along the way you're nervous, you're afraid that shem yigrum achet. That's not a taina. But on Sarah, it is a taina. Because Sarah, she heard it from a Navi. The moment she heard it from a Navi, it was muftach that it had to happen. I just want to be mishatif with you. I have many things to speak about, but this is a machshava I had passed my mind this morning. I think it's a true hergish. I want to share with you Nakuda. We find the chesed of Avraham Avinu. It's the beginning of this week's parasha. Avraham rushing, serving the malachim. Vayimayir Avraham, v'labokarot Avraham, v'yikachem avacholov, and he served them, and he gave them shalish lashoinos, tongues of an eagle with in chardol. The Gemara described mamish. He bent himself back. Mamish back. He went out of his way to be mated with the malachim, and it's recorded in Torah in detail the chesed that he did. We're supposed to learn the chesed of Avraham. The Gemara tells us in Bab Metzia more than that. Whatever Avraham Avinu did himself, his descendants were zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them. In the Schus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it ba'atzma. Whatever was done on Yidei Shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that toiva for Kaiso through a Shliach. Because he said, Yukach no ma'at mayim, on Yidei Shliach. So the Be'er mayim was given on Yidei Moshe, on Yidei Shliach. The feeding that Avraham Avinu did to the Malachim was directly, so therefore the man came directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Gemara. What do you see? You see that it was a tremendous maizah chus that Avraham Avinu did. Ad kedei kach, the Klal Yisrael, 401 years later, that's when the man fell, and that's when the bear, it was exactly 400 years from late, that's 401 years from exactly this date. This was Pesach year in 2047, and 400 years later, 2448, that was Yitzchias Mitzrayim. 400 years later, Klal Yisrael, the whole nation as a nation, are being zoiche to the Sochar Toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mated with them, the Schus of Avraham Avinu's action 400 years early. Okay. It's a tremendous Maisa Schus. Now, we think about it. The whole thing was, did the Malachim need it? No. What they got from them garnished, as the Gemara says, when the malachim eat, it gets burnt straight away. There's no vos. What is the nekuda? Why is it a tremendous chus? It's Avraham Avinu's maisa that he did, chesed. He extended himself. It's his chus. We see over here a tremendous zach. Chesed is a refinement of the person and uplifts the person and changes the person. When a person is dovik and chesed, he's zoiche tremendous chus. For himself, for his descendants, he's an uplifted being, and he's a changed person. There's an akuda hazeh. Avraham Avinu's chesed was a hechatimtza of Avraham Avinu's able to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. The Gemara tells us how Avraham Avinu vayita eisha, vayikra b'shem Hashem. How did he teach people? About the existence of Hashem. He fed them. He was mated with them. So what? They used to turn to thank him. They turned to thank Avraham Avinu and said, thank you for taking care of our needs. Thank you for being so kind to us. So what did Avraham Avinu tell them? Said, don't thank me. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, see, all Avraham Avinu was doing really, he's pointing out to them, there's so much goodness that you're zoicha to. How am I able to feed you? How are you able to eat? How are you able to have life? It's all coming from Hashem. If you're grateful to me, you have to be grateful to our Creator. There's a Creator. If all of this goodness exists, there's a Creator out there. Boom, it hit them. The man's speaking sense. What's the nekuda? A person is mukaf with goodness. All of us sitting over here have so much goodness in our life. We're mukif with tremendous amount of goods. You're all looking at me with your two healthy eyes. The matana of a vision. The matana of every single aspect of what a HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, full of goodness. Just we don't begin to be makir all that goodness that we have. We're not jumping out of rejoicing in all the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing with us and is done with us. when a person's a Baal Chesed, when a person refines himself, uplifts himself, and he gives to others, he becomes a Baal Chesed, he's able to appreciate the Chesed that he's given. It takes a good person to be able to appreciate goodness. An evil person has no, he doesn't even know how to see good. A good person sees in everything goodness. By a person being a Baal Chesed, he's able to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed with him. That's what Avraham Avinu's teachings were. Avraham Avinu himself steiged in this midah tremendously. And through this chus of being makir, the Chesed of Hashem, that came about because he was doing Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him more Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mated with his descendants. The schus of Yukach Nama Atmaim, Klal Yisrael for 40 years in Midbar, was zoicha to the Be'er Shel Miriam. Appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness brings so much more goodness. It's, a person is worthy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mative with him, weiter. Doing chesed, being good, being mative with others, refines us, uplifts us, changes us, it makes us worthy to be recipients of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed with us. And then this week's parasha is the parasha of the Akedah. The Akedah is the ultimate schus that Klal Yisrael has. In this world. When we were standing in Rosh Hashanah, begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be zoichor us letoiv, with what schus did we ask? What did we bring as our lawyer to stick up for us? Akedas Yitzchak Lezarei Hayom Beracham Im Tizkar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Shofar to be mazkir lefon of the schus of the ayah of Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah when we stand to din. All the greatest advocate that Klal Yisrael has in the matzav of Amidas Adin is the Akedah. That's the blowing of Shofar. That's everything we have Rosh Hashanah. But it's, and that's in the slichas that we had before Rosh Hashanah, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, every single day of slichas, there is one of the slichas are an Akedah. You've noticed that, I hope. Let's say one out of, there's before Rosh Hashanah there's at least three slichas, between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur there's four. One out of the four is on the Akedah. When we come to daven for slichas, every single time we daven for slichas, we're masked with what, there's a whole piyut coming to speak about the Akedah. That's our greatest advocate. That when we're coming to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, begging for rachamim, for slicha kapara, come with the Akedah, the Akedah, the Akedah, the Akedah. What's the nekuda in the Akedah that's such a tremendous chutz for Klal Yisrael? So there's many nekudas. I want to speak about one nekuda, which we say every morning in davening. We say, it's the nusach of the bracha of Rosh Hashanah. We have a lashon over there, v'rotzo lishchot oisoi kedei la'aseis ritzoynecho. Avraham Avinu, he wanted to shecht Yitzchak in order to do your will. The greatness of Avraham Avinu was that his desire to do Hashem's will was so great that it overdid the ahava that he had to his Ben Yochid, that he invested everything in all of his life, and his whole future of his teachings, of everything he stood for, was through this child, through a Yitzchak. He gave that all up, but not stop giving it up. He wasn't with the krechts. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kach nes binchas yechidcho, that was the tzivui, he was rotzo lasis ritzenecho. He wanted to shecht him, because he wanted to do Hashem's will. That darga of wanting, yearning to do Hashem's will, and giving up all of any natural feelings, yearnings, wants, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, bending down and surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, but not just from a place of surrendering, but surrendering because that is the ultimate best, that's the ultimate good. The wanting to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, that's the greatest darga of an Avraham Avinu. The aleph of a Jew is nishnar to ton the mitzvahs, not just to do the commandments, not just to keep Shulchan Aruch. The yearning, the wanting, the willing to give everything up from a place of ahava. It's not with a krecht, si shver tu zanayid. Vi good, says tu zanayid. How horrible is it to be a goy? How great is it to be a Jew? How great is it to do your will? There's one way a person can be zaycha to it. How do we uplift ourselves to become such beings? To have a rutzel asis rutzel nechon, to enjoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, and to enjoy doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rutzel. To uplift ourselves from the mundane human rutzelnois and feelings and emotions to a much higher level of dveikus, of rutzel asis rutzel nechon. Chazal say in Avraham Avinu, the Netziv is very marach in this week's parasha on this concept. Avraham Avinu used to be yoshev v'loy me Torah kol halaylo. He used to stay up tens and tens of years the whole night, learning Torah b'yegiyo ba'omo. Ad shenas u'shnei kil yosef kimayin amizgaber. Avraham Avinu midilei, HaKadosh Baruch was mashpia, tremendous shef av chochma that he understood Torah, he knew Torah. His kloyes, that means the deeper inner being of Avraham Avinu, was mashpia Torah like a mayin amin zgaber. Ad kidei kach that Avraham Avinu had 600 prokim in Masechta Avodah Zarah of his. Masech meaning in our Masechta Avodah Zarah we have what, 9 prokim, I think, 10 prokim. Avraham Avinu learned the Masechta and he had it so klar arois. Ad kidei 600 prokim with every single detailed yesoidus of halachas. Baba Kameh, Baba Metziah, Baba Basra. Avraham Avinu was zoiche to tremendous hasogas haTorah because of his yegiyas haTorah. When a person is yogea baTorah b'kol kol choysov, it changes a person. A superhuman, a supreme being, to be a common Avraham Avinu, to be able to be a being who's willing to give everything up, and his greatest rotzen is to do rotzen Hashem. That comes from such yegiyah, from such limud haTorah. That's an etziv explains. He says that Avraham Avinu's koyach came from because of his yegiyah haTorah. He says therefore, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Torah is nimshal to a cherev. To melchama, because Torah is only nikne. How is a person going to Torah through melchama? How is a person going to Torah melchama? Rav Rami says something, and you fight me on it. You disagree. You tainen ishtazi. You chavruz the tainen zatainen. Lo nachon, ken nachon. You fight that melchama. Melchamta shel Torah. Melchama is the derech to be going to Torah. Tziv explains, it's a deep idea, he hasn't shared Shirim, he has it a few times over here, that the midah that a tzaddik is misnahig, that his zoichet is madrigus ruchni, is from that midah, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him a nes and a yeshua, the malam midrach hateva, it somehow comes in that same form. The Avraham Avinu's nisim, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was megale, his shame, hagodl, on Avraham Avinu through b'derech nes, and the tzaddik, it was all in Hatzlochas of Melchama. Nimrod threw him into the fire. Malachim save him. Nimrod can't go against him. It's not working. The Arba Malachim is a Chamisha. In Matzovim, that's the Hizgalus of Ahavas Hashem, because Avraham Avinu Mida was Mida of Torah. Avraham Avinu didn't have a chavrusa. Aber er hat gelernt mit sich allein, bederch milchamta shal teure, bederch milchama. Vel yashiv. He used to learn beikar on himself, but with him by himself. But was always bederch milchama. He was arguing with them. Tome vestu azei zogin. And it was always speaking it all out. Milchamta shal teure. Teure is nikrim b'milchama. That's where the Yeshua of Avraham Avinu was through milchama. Person's yogeba teure b'kol koi choysov. He's uplifted. He becomes a different being. His whole essence wants to do mitzvahs. That's why, what really makes the difference between two Orthodox Jews? What makes, how do you have a matzav? We've discussed this. How do you have a matzav that's fulfilling to be a being that he wants to be Jewish in his whole essence? He has a taiva for to do mitzvahs and to do Ratzon Hashem when he's a yogeh b'Torah. When a person is shakuar and learning, learning changes a person. Limud haTorah makes the person to be a person whose whole essence yearns for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and has an enjoyment in Asiyas HaMitzvahs. So Zeichen Zeichen.